Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Media Monday. I'm Sharon Hill, and we are on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. So for those of you who are watching this live on Facebook or would like to, then you can go to Facebook. It's Rev Sharon Hill at 4thstreetmedium.com, and you'll be able to view this live if you're not already doing so. For those of you who would like to get a spot reading or have a question answered, the call-in number is 818-739-8818. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And I'd like to let you know that there are many events happening, classes, events, workshops, if you will. They're having in March this season in Lilydale. They're on Zoom. So it's actually not in Lilydale, but it's for Lilydale. They're Lilydale classes, Lilydale workshops, and they're being offered on Zoom, taking place in the month of March. And to find out all the details about those and what's being offered, when, and by who, you would want to go to lilydaleassembly.org/learn, and it will bring up a list of all the events and classes, workshops that are happening in Lilydale for the month of March. Those of you who would like to text me a message, who would like to contact me for whatever reason, you can find me. RevSharonHill.com is my website, and you can go on there, and there's a place where you'll be able to contact me. So again, thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to take a moment to mention Blog Talk Radio in Lilydale has a number of people who offer programs. Angie App, Celeste Elliott, Willa White, John White, just to name a few. And so you can check that out at blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio, and you can look into and see a whole host of offerings for the radio show. And they're on different days at different times, and I'm sure there's something that will pique your interest, something that will work in your time schedule, in the time frame that you have, so you can sit back, relax, and listen, and soak in all the learning, soak in everything you can. And that certainly is why we're here, helping to educate people about spiritualism, the religion of spiritualism, science, philosophy. And mediumship is one of those things that is practiced in the religion of spiritualism. It goes all the way back to our roots in the beginning. And while we no longer practice physical mediumship in the way that the Fox sisters did in the beginning of modern spiritualism, we do practice mental mediumship. And this show is quite a bit focused on that, topics related to mediumship, developing your mediumship, things that come up during mediumship if you're learning. So it's a wonderful way to find out more and from different people's perspectives. And that's what we try to do, educate people and let them have an experience. So again, the call-in number, 818-739-8818. I'm Sharon Hill, and we are ready to begin with today's topic. Every week, we start with a topic or question of the week, and it lasts for the first 15 minutes. And the rest of the show, we take callers and do spot readings. You have a choice of a spot reading or asking a question. So we'll begin. And today's topic, I always look back over the week, and some people contact me directly with their questions and concerns, and things come up in my readings for people. And what seems to be coming up the most this last week is the topic of fear. People are asking, and I know that One of the callers last week, we addressed this, and it seemed to really set off for a lot of people. You know, I heard back from many listeners that, you know, that topic was relevant to them, and could I speak more on it? And so today's show is really going to be about looking at coming to terms with the fear of the unknown, that existential angst. You know, when we talk about the spirit world, you know, it's the invisible world, and we don't know. And there are so many people saying how it is. And the truth is, you know, there's not one person who is an expert. There are many opinions, many people have had experiences, and we look at putting those all together, and we have to decide for ourselves what is true for us. And I know that when I went through school, and when I was coming to terms with my gift, working with the spirit world, I was nervous. I was uncertain. I didn't know. And yet there was so much joy and so much love. And so I knew that what I had been taught in certain aspects, in certain places, about the fear was not true. And I knew that God loved me, and I had that love in my heart, whatever you think that is, and the universe making this, that the universe is for you, not against you, and that it speaks a lot to intention. So when we're feeling the fear, it's really the fear of the unknown and the acknowledgement that the spirit world is real. What do we do with that information? And you know, we've been conditioned in our culture, if you will, such as some of the learnings in the common mindsets, you know, that this is, you know, this is wrong, this is bad. You know, I'll tell you, I got here, honestly, and I got here primarily because of my own life path and experience. You know, when my brother committed suicide, there was no one that had good answers, and every religion I asked had no good answers, and it's terrible and it's bad. And of course, we all know how sad it is, and there are so many more questions than answers in those situations. But no one ever really gave me anything that helped. And so that is what led me actually to become a medium. And it was a healer that I saw who was also a medium. And her spiritual development was such that she had a very holistic approach and eclectic gift, had studied with many indigenous cultures and studied the spirituality. And she had the ability to connect the worlds. And in our very first meeting as a private client, she said to me, "I have your brother here." And I was surprised because she didn't know me, and she didn't know that I had a brother living or dead. And so that was a surprise, and that's all she said at first. She said, "I have your brother here." And then she said, "And he's bringing a blackberry pie." And I knew it was my brother. I knew in that moment it was my brother. It was the evidence that she brought me, that blackberry pie being so significant. I understood it immediately. I knew it was my brother. And in that moment, there was great peace that came over me because I knew he was okay and I knew I would be okay. And that's what I wanted to know. People need to know if their loved ones have crossed, are they okay? That's what we want to know. And we want to know if we're practicing mediumship, is it okay? And so coming to terms with that existential angst we call fear, the fear of the unknown, not knowing what to believe. The experience itself will teach us, but we have to be able to be in a place where we can surrender enough to allow it to happen. And therein lies the challenge. You know, we talk a lot about belief, and belief is it's a thinking thought form. You know, does that mean that we create it? Well, many people have beliefs that are unconscious. And I know that I've used this example as well many times, If I asked you to sit on the chair and you sit on the chair, and I ask, why did you sit on the chair? And you say, because you asked, you sit on the chair. And the truth is something different. The real truth, or the other truth, or the deeper truth, the unspoken, unconscious truth, is you believe the chair would hold you or you would not. And you had some level of trust in yourself to manage that situation and in me who's asking. So it's really about the unconscious beliefs and trust. Trust in yourself and trust that. Why we work with intuition, so that we learn to develop that trust. That trust with our own spiritual sense and our own sense of spiritual communication within ourselves. Those gut feelings, those flashes of insight, we learn to develop so that we learn about this aspect of ourselves, how to work with it, and to know that we can trust it. We also work with our belief system. You know, it can be positive or negative. And many people have heard the story about the two dogs, you know, and you have two dogs and one on each shoulder. And which one is going to win, a positive dog and a negative dog? And the one that wins is the one you feed the most. So shifting our mental state and cueing ourselves until it becomes absolutely remote. So cueing our unconscious to learn to trust ourselves and the world through a sense of a higher power that is benevolent, loving, kind, and it's all things work together for good. And in fact, I, in my experience, I've seen that to be true. And even in my own life, I went through a period where so many things that were just mind-blowing, unbelievable, happened all at once, and they were not positive early on. And I had this great insight, you know, that, and I thought there was no God working in my life. And the truth is, of course, God was working in my life. I wasn't talented enough to screw up everything that bad. Okay, so we really have to put it in perspective and take a deeper step back and a deeper look in the understanding of what's really happening here. And if you're not on the right path, sometimes what happens is everything will fall away. And this is wonderful news. We complain and say, what's wrong? There's nothing wrong. It's wonderful. That means everything that's right is coming. Isn't that great news? So it depends a lot on our understanding. And that happens through spiritual practice, spiritual study, spiritual discipline, and having that experience and trust and knowing. So finding a path, getting on a path, following that path so that we have some compass, some way of knowing, some idea or belief about what's occurring and to make peace and to know that it's good. But in the end, we all have to come to terms with our fear around this and our own lack of understanding in terms of it. So spiritual studies is never a waste. I've seen many people who come for readings actually have great spiritual knowledge. They've studied every discipline, and I've studied quite an eclectic cross-section. And probably one of my best books was The Comparative Religion. I have this wonderful book, and it shows every religion and what they believe on the same subject. And it's interesting to see how all the major religions and even some of the less known ones, there's a certain threads of commonality. For example, they all have some version of the golden rule, do unto others as we would have done to us. So we all are looking at the same belief, but put in a different context of culture, and put in different words for the understanding of the cultures that they represent. But the principle and the idea and the meanings are all the same. So I find that fascinating, and that there in every major religion there are commonalities. And so looking for what's true across the board, looking for where people are aligned, not the differences. Where does every religion have this positive thing? Not what's different, not the negative thing, not the one thing we want to make a point, not the one thing. You know, we take things out of context, but as a whole, you know, the saying that God is vengeful, and some people wonder, well, you know, so if you're working with the spirit world, is your idea of God's going to be important, what that is to you, whether or not it's loving, whether or not it's for you or against you, but forming some type of personal relationship with the spirit within yourself and the knowledge that you yourself have of the spirit. And that takes practice and discipline. And that's why I went to school and to learn all of these things. They say prayer and meditation. You know, when we pray for people or situations, even if they don't change, we do. It opens our heart. It sets us in a spiritual vibration, and it changes us. And if we change, the situation changes too. And so understanding more about how things actually work, many books have been written about this, The Nature of Reality, by Jane Roberts is one book that I read during school. It's interesting because it looks from a different perspective than our common perspective in the world. And when you make that shift, you begin to understand how things actually work rather than what we have been taught to believe. Another good resource is The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn. Very thin book, easy reading. They also have it on audio. I encourage anyone to pick it up, read it, because it looks at things a bit different from a different perspective. And what if we really are all creating our own reality and it's just me being negative that is attracting that to me? What if I were positive? Would it attract that to me as well? And so we begin to make that shift. And if I'm afraid, then what is the opposite of fear? The opposite of fear is love. And for that, you would want to read Marianne Williamson, and especially the book Return to Love. It gives a lot of insight into kind of how our mind works sometimes in opposition to who we actually are as beings and what that creates in our life, and then how to return to the love so that we are at peace with every person, place, and situation. Some good resources for reading and just to open that mind, because learning to do mediumship, whether you're giving or receiving a reading, it's about the surrender and the opening of the mind with the centered heart to begin to understand and receive the truth and love. And I tell people who come for readings, any of them, you know, they want to know the truth and say, do you want to know everything? Do you want to know the truth? Of course they want to know the truth. And the only thing we're all really afraid of is the truth. Okay, as if the truth will be harsh or unkind. But the truth is what sets us free. And I have found that literally to play out. The truth will set you free. And that And the only thing we want is the truth, and the only thing we're afraid of is the truth. But having the experience and hearing the truth will have no charge. It will discharge. And that's a place of unconditional love. So being in truth, in love, then you're perfectly safe. I say people want to know about all kinds of protection. And for empaths, I say call your spirit back. Make the link. Don't think. Much of the thinking, and I've had experiences in my life where, wow, they were awesome. And then I thought about them and it turned to something else. So, you know, that's just our thinking mind. And it's based on a lot of learning, a lot of conditioning from the generation we're in, the religion we're in. All these things have conditioned us to be and think and do certain ways, and it's really about the unthinking, undoing, and unbelieving to just remain open so you can have the experience with spirit so that you understand and know. And knowing is not the same thing as believing. It transcends it. So there is a place, and if you practice transcendental meditation, which we did in schools, first thing we learned, you transcend your own obstacles, if you will, your own limiting hardwiring in your mental state, your beliefs and things you don't hear, things you don't say, things, so you can transcend that so that you hear, so that you say, so that you see, so that you know. Transcending that state of belief that is hardwired through conditioning over time. So we're going to decondition physically. The other thing that helps, especially if you're working with fear, will be massage. And massage loosens up the soft tissue and kind of breaks up those hardened pathways that are all conditioned so well. And for a moment after, you'll feel great, and it will leave you open to new ideas and new pathways. And so having massage done also in addition to working with the mental state through resources of reading, transcendental meditation, and working with Qigong to strengthen your own energy field so that you are sensitive enough and aware enough. It's really about the awareness, to be aware enough to know where your energy is and where other people's energy are so that you know how best to deal with them. So those are just some tools, some things to think about if you're working through the fear, either of being a medium or receiving a mediumship reading, because I know that it's real, and I say that in quotation marks, it's real. We've created it. Our culture has created it, and I'm inviting you to learn more, to open your mind, to open your heart, and to find for yourself through your own experience, and to work with it through reading of spiritual books, through practicing of yoga and Qigong, through practicing breathing exercises, massage physically, and that when it wells up, the quickest way to change your state, and we're talking a mental state or physical state, is through exercise. And that's kind of proven technology. It works. It's the research on that is through the study of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. So another good resource to check into to begin to understand what I'm talking about when I say hardwired, and how we might be able to help ourselves shift and create our own thinking for our own benefit and then of the world. So we change ourselves and it changes mankind one person at a time. We practice mediumship. It brings healing one person or one family at a time. We're really part of the healing of the world rather than being part of the problem. So I invite you to look into that more, and I hope that you've enjoyed this topic. If you have a topic that you would like to have discussed on the radio, then please send me a message. You can message me my page at Rev Sharon Hill at 4thstreetmedium.com. Send me a comment, or you can email me at rev.sharonhill@yahoo.com. Check out my website at revsharonhill.com and contact me through my website. And we will get your topic on the air so you might have a better experience and have your questions answered about mediumship, spirituality, how to develop, and all these things as well. So I hope you've enjoyed this. Thanks for tuning in. This is Media Monday. I'm Sharon Hill, Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. All right, I'll mention again, if you're interested in taking classes so you can learn more and have more spiritual experiences, then you can check out Lilydale's website at lilydaleassembly.org/learn. And I will also be offering classes at the end of March, going through the first week of May. So you'll want to stay tuned, check out my page, and check out my website for those offerings as well. All right, to take our first caller for today is telephone number ending in 0254, who am I speaking with, please?
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, and did you want a spot reading, or would you like to ask a question?
I'd like a spot reading, please.
Okay. Wow. I'm seeing an awful lot of busyness. You are the queen of containers. Does that make sense to you? I see you in
the queen of what?
In a container, organizing containers, putting things in containers. You are the queen of containers, organized to the 9th degree, to the 10th and nth degree. You like having things organized, and you're always busy, busy with your hands, busy doing that. And it's kind of like you're where you either grind or meditate, depending on what mood you're in, right?
Exactly. That's definitely me. You nailed it right on the head.
And right now you're grinding because you're thinking about the future and when you have the next opportunity. This is what they're talking about. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And I feel spring is coming, and there's an awful lot that you have to do to get ready for spring. Now, would you understand so much work outside the house, kind of like in your yard and your surrounding area, I'm seeing there's so much that needs to be done. I'm also seeing, and would you understand, they're showing me some issues with, I don't know if it's road sinking, concrete moving, some uneven settling of things. Does that make sense to you in any way?
Yes.
Okay. Huh. They're showing that this is a concern coming up. They're showing drainage as being the problem. Okay. And the underground drainage. We need better drainage. It looks like that may be insufficient or blocked. All right. I'll just let you know that. Giving information. I want to say I have two people here, spirit side, who are fighting for your attention. They're both trying to come through, and they're equally strong. I have a gentleman here who looks like it will be an in-law to you. So would you understand a father-in-law in spirit, please?
Yes.
Thank you. And he may be an ex-father-in-law. He's not an ex, but you have an ex, and he's your father-in-law. And he's in the spirit world, and he comes through. And he's saying, and he's just wiping tears from your eyes. And there's tears of joy he's celebrating with you. I see you holding a new baby and caring for your daughters. Does that make sense?
Yes. It does.
And I'm seeing a little ratty-tatty teddy bear that he's showing me and mentioning. Did your daughter, when she was little, have a little stuffed animal? What's her favorite, please?
Chee-Chee Bum. They're from their side of the family. That was her dad's when she was little, when he was little. Oh, my
Thank
gosh.
Thank you for showing this to me. And then we're recreating this feeling with the little one, and I see him surrounded by a family, an extended family. So I actually see her and her husband and his mom, and they're all holding the baby together, and it's like we're all cuddling together. So stuffed animals have been replaced by real people. There are no surrogates.
He's so love.
We have so much love. And he's often present. He's often present in the house. And ask your daughter, please, because he's showing me. Could she not find her car keys recently, which is an odd thing. It's like you put them on the counter and you walk away and they disappear. He's showing that he's trying to get her a message that he's around and that he's proud of how they're doing, how they are, and wants to send love to her and let her know that she and that he's present with love for his grandbaby. He's also getting an Easter basket ready, and then he's hot-tailing it out of the way real quick because he's afraid his wife's going to come in. Now, I don't see her spirit side, but I do see that you have to kind of be careful with what you with what you think. It's to pick and choose what you want to get away with, right? Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, boy. Wow.
And I have a gentleman here. I have a gentleman here now. He's not a father-in-law, but he's showing me trains. And would you understand, your husband or your significant other, he's here and he's showing me trains as being significant. And we're thinking of moving some of our trains and or taking them down now or putting them away. Does that make sense to you, please?
Yes, actually it does.
But we love them so much, we don't ever want them to go away. We've simply run into space, and we don't have the time and the interest to do it right, or we don't have the time to do it anymore. Is basically what he's showing me, and I do feel this man is a father to your significant other, your husband, and he's showing me property. Do you understand that?
Okay. Yes.
And I feel this would have been his property, and he had quite a bit. At one point, it looks like it might have actually been cornfields that butt up against kind of like mounds. They're not small hills. I don't know what you would call those, but uneven. But I see a lot of property here, and I feel that this is still in the family but inherited.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, there are some. And actually, people that have the name Mounds live on that property now, even though it's
awesome.
His.
Oh, I'm looking at that. Thank you. So, you understand Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, and he's saying that do with it what feels right and know when the timing is right. So, he wants to get a message to his son, if you'll please pass that along. Also, grab hand of his wife, who also is in the spirit world, and he's bringing her in. And I do feel that she was not in her right mental state prior to her passing. He's helping her, and she is just sending so much love through the dad. She knows that the bond between father and son was significant, and she did not have issue with that. It wasn't that she didn't love him. It was more difficult, is what she's saying. And that she's acknowledging that she is not always the easiest woman to get along with. Okay.
And so that's what I heard.
And people who know her would know that. All right. So we have that message, much love from his parents, his mom and dad, to your significant other or partner. And then I'm seeing draining the pond at the other end is what they're saying.
Huh.
So I'll let you know that too. And pass that information along or take it to an engineer. Draining the pond at the other end. So wherever you're draining it, you would understand having a pond, please. You understand the pond?
Yes, I do. And we changed the drain, and yes, and I worry about water issues, even though we've dealt with them. And you said, I guess that I believe you that I have a right to worry about that. And okay. And so draining the pond at the other end.
Yep. As was the information that they want to leave with you. I also have your mom peeking in. There's no way she's going to go without a kiss and a blink. All right.
Goosey Lucy. I love her. I'm Nanny Goat. Yeah.
A little blinky wink she's giving you and giving you a kiss. Just wanted to let you know she's so happy you're doing well. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily Gale Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
For our next caller, telephone number ending in 4252. I have to find you. 4252. 4252. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine from New York. And did you want a spot reading, or did you have a question?
A spot reading, please.
Spot reading. Are you sure? You keep asking as if you're not sure.
Well, I have a ton of questions, so maybe the spot reading will give me the answer to the specific. Yeah.
It doesn't even go back next week and ask the question. I'm seeing a lot of love from the spirit side. I'm seeing a woman here, spirit side, who crossed a little bit early. She's not all that old. Would you understand?
Yes.
okay? So you understand who we're with. Now, is this an in-law to you, or she feels motherly to me, okay? In her regard, I think she was like almost, but she would be everybody's mother. Do you understand that as well?
Yeah.
Thank you. She also was very active in her life until she was restricted. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Thank you. She's coming through with so much love, and she's blowing you kisses, and she's saying, honey, you've done so well, okay? And what she's talking about is you kind of having to step out on your own and leading the way, leading the pack, if you will, and the pack refers to the family kind of in another direction. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And that it's been arduous is the word she's using. So please understand, definitely not me talking. And she's saying that you're doing well, but you're still not out of the woods yet. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel that your question is related somehow to your living, where you're living or your living space. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do. I am contemplating a move. That makes sense.
You're kind of contemplating moving your entire life is what you're contemplating.
Yeah.
This is bigger than just a move, but a move would be kind of like the initiating piece in this. So you've been working a lot on shifting or grounding or developing your work life. Do you understand? And now you're looking at making a move to where that can be fulfilling. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
I feel good with this, and the timing is in the spring. All right? You're looking actually at the month of April and May, and by June you'll know more. All right?
Wow. Okay.
I'm also seeing a butterfly, which is a... you know who the butterfly is, right? I'm telling you know who that
is.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Coming through, I'm acknowledging that to you and telling me that you're being divinely led. All right?
Wow. Oh, awesome.
Oh. Thank you for listening to Lizzie on Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you.
You too. Next telephone caller, telephone number ending in 4174. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Amanda from Florida.
Hi, Amanda from Florida. And did you want a spot reading or did you want a question answered?
I would like a spot reading, please.
A spot reading. Immediately, I have a lady stepping in. Oh, she just swoops right in. She loves you so much. And she's got her car coat on. She has her little purse. She has the keys, and she's running over to your house, and she's going to take you girls out for a visit. Okay? She feels very grandmotherly to me, and she's very clear that girls is plural, so you would understand that, please. She would pick you up and take you downtown. And when I say downtown, I'm not in a big city. I'm in a fairly rural area. But you know how they have the old downtowns, like Old Bedford, any small town you go to, the downtown area of a small town is what she's showing me. And it will be a big deal when you got to go. And she's showing me a sister. She'd pick you up, and you get to go with your grandma, your nana. You get to go for a ride and maybe get some ice cream at the end of that, or maybe just go to the store. And I feel like those old-fashioned drug stores that they used to have, you know? And she's showing this to me, and she's saying you need to go out and about. And she's saying, getting yourself everything you need. But she's telling me that your mind has been in a fear mode, and the fear is about not having... enough financial, you're kind of afraid about money right now is what she's showing me. Do you understand that? And she was very frugal, but you never went without. Do you understand that as well?
Yes.
and that she had a little place of her own. She had everything she needed, a place of her own, people she loved. And it's funny you mentioned Florida, because she's showing me Florida literally, and she's showing me, but for her, it was a place she would vacation. So she had needs, but she would pick and choose what she wanted to spend her money on, things that were important to her, and friends and family were some of those things. So she's showing that for you, and that staying in the love, focusing on the love and not focusing on the lack is what's going to be significant here. Focusing on the abundance, not on the lack, and that even if you have an ice cream cone, a small kitty cone, it's still an ice cream cone, right? It's still a celebration. So it indicates to me that maybe the little things first, and being grateful for the little things. And I'm looking to see if she's showing me bigger things coming. She's saying right now, just focus on being here now. So staying in present time, focused on the love, focused on the blessing. And she's saying everything will come to pass. Don't know literally what she means by that, but it feels like it's a good thing, okay? I do feel a door closing or a chapter of your life closing, and I do feel this transition. And it's interesting because she's sharing memories of her, of your past, your very early life. And so you're kind of in a place where you're actually going through an entire life review. Every place you've been, every place you went, every place you're going. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And you're not through the reviews yet. I feel it won't be till November that you actually get through or are free of kind of the past having formed you and the future being yours. Okay, so they're showing me this year that's pretty much focused on walking through memories, thinking about people, places, and things, and bringing closure to all of those things as you're moving forward one step at a time. So it's not like nothing's happening, but it's kind of like you're doing two pieces at once. You're walking through, if you imagine that there's a world here and a world here, you're walking through the abyss. Okay?
Okay.
Well, this is what they're showing. And it sometimes can feel like molasses, a little slow, but keep moving. You're making progress. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening to Lily Gale Blog Talk Radio. Our next caller. Did I leave someone on? Our next caller. Who did I leave on here? Okay. Forgot to clip that off. All right. Our next caller. Telephone number ending in 7843. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Karen from Chicago, and what can I do for you?
My question is that I called last week, and I live in a large apartment building, and I know I'm going to have to move, but I'm wondering if you see the months of June or July or before more favorable. Or whatever you come up with is fine. You know?
Well, it's not me coming up with it. I'm asking what they're showing me. It's interesting because
yes.
I feel like there's something going on with the building, as if the building was sold or the building is being somehow transitioned, and so you don't really have a choice about this. I also am getting some sense of, like, are we buying people out, terminating leases? Because there's something here as well in regards to this. They're talking about the month of March. So I think have you been given notice already, please?
No, not as of yet, no.
Well, they're talking about the month of March, and so I know that your consciousness is already working with it, but I do feel that you may be given an official notice of some type, okay? And I'm seeing the month of May is opening up. I do see you finding another place, but I don't see people letting go of the building. So there may be another issue here temporarily. And if there is, I'm seeing that there may be a delay. But for you, I'm seeing the month of May opens things up for you, and you get an aha and a creative thought. And I do feel that even if you weren't in this circumstance of having to leave, you would want to. So pay attention to the month of May. All right?
Okay. Okay. Sounds like a good date. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, ma'am.
And thank you for listening to Lily Gale Blog Talk Radio. All right. Our next caller. Telephone number ending in 8947. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Mandy. I'm calling from New Jersey. I loved your topic today. And I'm trying to expand upon my mediumship abilities. A few years ago, I had some experiences with like a visitation, someone coming in my dream that had recently passed. This happened twice, and ever since, nothing has happened. And I'd like to expand, you know, my consciousness and become more open to these types of experiences. Just wondering what you see around this.
Well, I see that for you to do that, you just have to set your intention and then allow for it to happen. So it's really about, as long as we keep thinking that it's somehow, some way, in some point in the future, it's like the universe is saying, I'd like to bring this to you right now, but you keep saying, well, I'd like to in the future, okay? And that never comes. So, and I know a lot of what we talked about today on the radio, this is really how it works. You know, if you're praying for that in the future, then it will never happen, okay? Because your prayers are going to a different time dimension. The universe says, I love you enough to give you what you want. And if you want it in the future, that's when it will be. Okay. So you're actually what we would call on the fence. Okay. You say you want this, you say you want to learn more, and then you're back and forth on the fence. I don't see that you've actively taken any steps to actually learn more. Is that correct?
Haven't actively, yeah, not. I haven't taken a class. I've read a lot of things, and you know, try to meditate and
taking a class is different because you need to have the experience. So, and you can have experiences, then you pick up the book, and the book shows you or tells you about the experience you just had. I do that a lot. I learn a lot. Spirit will give me the experience, and I'll go, "What was that?" And then they'll bring a book. My life, and I go, oh, that's what it was. Okay, so I'll get the information after the fact, and that's so that, and those are very genuine experiences because you can't block them out. You don't have enough knowledge to prevent them. Okay, so you have the experience, and then you spend time figuring out what that was, and then Spirit provides the information through a number of people, places, and resources, and all kinds of ways that they'll bring the information to you to learn about what it was after the fact. Right. So, but we have to have the experience. And right now with COVID, it's a bit more difficult, but there are some online classes. And when you say to the universe, if you're sincere, you say, my intention is to learn how to work with my own spirit and my own abilities and intuition and mediumship. When you take action on that, when you have your journal out, when you sign up for a class, when you actively take that step, it's like, Indiana Jones, he had to take that leap before the bridge appeared.
Mm-hmm.
The leap of faith. But if you don't take that first step, you know, the universe doesn't think you're serious.
Oh, I am. Are you offering any classes online?
I will be at the end of March. So if you're not on Facebook, you can look on Facebook. It will be listed there, and you can go to my website at RebSharonHill.com, and it will be posted soon. All right?
Very good. I will probably be signing up. Thank you.
I wish you the best. Good luck, and I'll look forward to seeing you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Our next caller, telephone number ending in 5282. Who am I speaking with? Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Joanne from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Joanne from Pennsylvania. How can I help you?
I was hoping for a spot reading today.
Spot reading. Wow. You have some very strong energy and you are very motivated. You can't wait to get out and about. And I don't think you've been able to sit still, even though they're showing me the weather is kind of snowy, but the sun's been out a few days. And you love being outside, even in the weather.
That is correct.
And they're showing that you don't wait for other people because life has taught you that if you wait for other people, you don't get to do anything. Literally, that's what I have a lady here, spirit side. She feels very motherly. She's coming in on mom's side of the family. And I feel that she had an issue in her upper chest, the upper one side of her chest. Okay. I feel that she didn't have full capacity there toward the end, but boy, her mind was still sharp as a tack, right?
That's right.
And she's saying that, boy, the two of you could laugh for hours, and she never thought of herself as incapacitated or ill or any of these things. She just showed up for the life, and you're a lot like her, okay? And she wouldn't dwell on what was wrong. She would ask what everyone's doing, right? She wanted to stay in life. And you go out. Now, the difference between the two of you, if people had to come to her, you go out on your own. You're very comfortable being by yourself. And I don't feel you lonely at all, okay? But you really enjoy your company. You enjoy being by yourself. Maybe you take walks by yourself. I even see the possibility of snowshoes here. Do they really have those things, snowshoes? Okay. And I'm seeing you really liking to think, liking to process things, and enjoying your own company. I'm also seeing that you make a pretty good soup. I'm seeing a pot on the stove, and it lasts
That's
a lot.
True.
Very nurturing and nourishing. So you pay good attention to the ingredients and you have yourself all set up. I feel like I'm in my house, but I'm camping, literally. Okay. That was outdoor feel. And I'm seeing the absence of a dog. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, it does.
Just passed, didn't it? Not too long ago. And beginning.
Yep.
Okay. And had ears that pointed.
No. Mm-mm.
Then I have two. Would you understand a dog with ears that are pointed? This looks like a schnauzer would have had clipped ears. This might not be your dog, but someone else's. Can you place that, please?
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Both of them are coming in together.
Oh, wow.
I have on good authority from the animal kingdom that your house is the place to be because you get left alone with everything you need. Okay, so no one's picking, prodding, pushing, poking, and that you have everything you need, a warm place, and you can feel the connection. You don't have to be right there. So that's how wonderful is that? You had such a strong heart connection with your own dog and spiritual connection. You knew what your dog was thinking. You literally are an animal communicator. If you don't know that, I'm telling you.
Okay.
So, and if you've never looked more into that, please do because you're a natural, right?
Okay.
I'm just seeing a lot of peace for you, and I'm seeing that you're waiting for things to move forward, and I don't see them moving forward really until the summer, in the month of June, and I'm seeing an asphalt pavement in the month of June. I feel that it's hot and I feel hot asphalt, and it feels somewhat commercial as well, as if I'm in some place, some parking lot, literally. Okay.
Okay.
So, did you have a specific question around that, or that's really all they're showing me? So you kind of camped out until then, but I do see planting around you. So the weather's going to clear up. You will get some plants in the ground. I see especially the month of May looks pretty good for you in and around where you're living. And then they're showing me then June, things moving, and I'm in a hot parking lot, hot asphalt, warm asphalt parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's interesting. Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure and privilege.
Thanks, Sharon.
Okay. All right. For our next caller, telephone number ending in 5101. 5101. Who am I speaking with, please? 5101. Who am I speaking with, please?
With Marla.
With who?
Marla.
Marla. Marla from where?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, and what did you want? A spot reading or a question? We have about 4 minutes.
I would love a spot reading.
Love a spot reading. Why do I feel that you're displaced? Why do I feel that you're living somewhere where you didn't come from?
I don't know, because I really want to, I believe in my heart I'm an island girl.
Okay. They show you as living somewhere you didn't come from, and it feels a bit displaced. So let me bring you just the information. Would you understand, you were not, were you born in a place somewhere more north, more, I'm feeling like a lot of foliage weather?
Yes.
Okay.
And
I don't feel that's where you're living now. Is that correct?
No, I'm still living north.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get out of north.
Okay. Then please take that as a message, because I'm feeling like you're living in some place you didn't come from. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
So you will
okay.
be moving to another area completely, completely different culture, different climate, different everything is what they're feeling for me. And that you're just waiting. Now, would you understand? I don't want to get cut off here. We only have 2 minutes. Did you finish school or did you stop before you finished, please?
I finished. I stopped before I finished.
Thank you. Have you thought about taking that back up so you finish?
Yes.
Okay. They're also showing this, and you might want to do that. And you can do that online or in a place. You can do it online, but I'm seeing through a university that may be connected to a completely different area than where you're from. All right.
Okay.
So take that as information. And I do feel this is a big kind of like cathartic debut. You're stepping out on your own in a completely different way, as if you're presenting yourself to the world for the first time and taking full responsibility for every place you've been, decision you've made. All right. I want to wish you the best of luck to you. And I want to thank you for listening to Lily the Owl Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who are interested in more learning, you can check out my website, RevSharonHill.com, and check out Lily Dale's website, LilyDaleAssembly.org/learn. And thank everyone for tuning in one more time and for listening. And I know we'll be back next Monday with another episode of Media Monday.
Yay.